Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
All right, here's the behind the scenes for you guys. On the show, Meredith does what she calls research. You call it Googling. But when she gets into that like wormhole.
Yes.
She presented to us, like, what was it? Maybe Friday when you were like, hey, I found out, and we just walked away because we're like, yo, once you start that conversation, it doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So over the weekend, she was like, I really want to share this. I want to share this. So we're giving the floor to Meredith.
Yeah.
So she can tell you ladies what apparently is apparent about your throat.
Your throat action during the weekend.
Well,
during
you said
the week.
Teeth too, right?
Yeah. Not so much the teeth.
Oh, okay, that's why I was arguing about.
I
thought we was damaging teeth. I'm
you're
like,
not
who's
damaging
teeth.
Well, that's not very fun for you.
Right.
It's not enjoyable for anybody if you use your teeth.
It's
but
a lose situation.
That's what I'm thinking.
I was shocked to find out that if you have enjoyed or had a little action during the week or the weekend.
You said like
and given,
oral compilation.
Yeah. A mouth hug.
A mouth hug.
And it was, let's just say, aggressive.
No.
Not just your normal, like little and then done. Like this.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
No. You was playing Go Baby in the background.
Yeah, let's say, there's a little bit more time spent, a little bit more aggressive, that if you go to the dentist the next day or the day after, the dentist or the dental assistant can tell what you did.
Oh, really?
There's evidence in your mouth. Huh. I'm serious.
So A, don't schedule a dentist appointment.
Right.
Because if you're not thinking about it, like, you probably have gone to the dentist and they talked about you bad when you left. Like, right. Oh, girl, you know what you see when he. So what is it? It looks like it's damaged.
You're
something?
Grabbing your throat.
Like, I mean, because I'm feeling bad for y'all. I'm like, what?
Okay, so right behind, like on the roof of your mouth, you can use your tongue and easily feel it. Right, there's a soft palate if you keep going back.
Right,
that little soft palate.
Uh-huh.
Bruising happens there. Yes, and it happens all the time.
Oh.
With the ladies.
When
guys.
When you're doing the... What,
yes.
Oh, I like how you
and
say
it. And leaves,
the guys.
Yeah. And I guess it leaves an imprint. There's an actual imprint that can be left there because there's bruising, so there's kind of like a circular shape that will form right there.
Okay, so if you are a dental hygienist,
right?
Please text me and affirm that you have looked in somebody's mouth.
Oh man,
and been like, oh, we know. What
she I see the imprint.
Like, you might not have said it to the customer or the patient, the client, mm-hmm. whoever. But maybe after they left, you're like, girl.
Right, right.
Somebody got their bow rock. Like, can you tell? Is this true? Because, see, Meredith be finding some of these stories.
Yeah,
that
research.
Janky.
Yeah.
That research, you're a little janky sometimes.
No, it says that not only will be a little soreness back there, but in the back of the mouth, but also light red bruising and busted blood vessels can happen during suction. So imagine you're sucking on a lollipop.
God bless you. Like, you're such a good leg lady.
So imagine you're just, you're eating a lollipop and you're sucking on a lollipop. That's really not what's going to do it. If you are using one that's a little bit larger, and sucking a little bit longer on the lollipop.
Yeah, Meredith, you got to stop saying
or
these
more
words.
Lollipops. Like if you've been doing lollipops. That to
you
like.
You may get Steve nervous out there.
Well, like, four or five lollipops in one day.
Wait.
I'm serious.
Four or five.
That's what this is saying.
Who are you hanging out with?
Yeah. Who's sucking on all these lollipops at the same time, man?
Maybe it's the same lollipop.
Somebody's mommy. All right.
But
anyway,
that's what's happening.
It used to happen to me all the time in my 20s, early 20s.
Mm.
It's bruising that you can see in the mirror if you look.
Yes. Damn. So if you're going to the dentist to get a regular cleaning or anything done with your teeth and you just did that, or even a couple of days ago, they open up your mouth, they can immediately tell what you did.
Yeah. So, and everybody, freaking the bed, but like, lady in the street.
Right. Wouldn't be
so
demure.
You don't want your lady, first lady of the church going to get her teeth done.
Yeah.
After pastor done did his thing. And now the whole block talking about pastor's wife.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want that.
No.
Man, it's just to let you know. I think that's a valuable lesson.
I know you didn't
right
believe
there,
me at first.
I still don't know it to be true. I'm just.
It is true. Dentists have confirmed it.
I'm seeing people write it in now. They're like, yo, it does. happened? Dang, where's she at doing all that? Hey. And I mean, because I believe that, you guys do come up with reasons.
Yes.
To make men not ask you for the favor.
You shouldn't have to ask. You shouldn't have to ask.
Ask what?
Dobby, I told you every day, Saturday, at most of our houses. Like, some people got to ask.
You shouldn't have to ask.
I mean, yeah, but you know Dobby. What?
You shouldn't.
Yeah, I know you shouldn't, but damn it, it happens. Everybody else's house, we got to ask, Dobby. Dobby just come in and just, the royal penis is here. Somebody who says out of 813, I might not be doing it right. I need to see some bruising.
Well, maybe you just haven't looked.
Or maybe they just, I mean, because there are different types. There are people, some people are
you don't want to hurt yourself.
Some people are passive. Some people are like, you know, kind. Some people are like, man, you know. Dobby makes a good point out of the 813.
Finally.
Me and my lady haven't done anything in 2 weeks because she feels that I have to ask.
Ooh.
I feel like she should offer every once in a while. I'm going to go another couple of days before I put my pride to the side.
I would agree with that. You shouldn't have to ask every single time.
And you can pretty much ask without having to say it.
You mean just pushing your head?
No. Just like
we all know what that means, by the way, when you're like
just nudge.
Hey, baby, can you?
Hey, baby.
Like, you know, you thrust.
You want to tickle? I don't want you to tickle. I'm a grown woman. Tickle. Like, yeah, you know, like, I mean, how do you say it without saying it?
Innuendo.
Oh, I want to. Please give me an example of this.
Well, I mean, no. I'm just
want
saying.
Ice cream cone, baby. Oh, lick some ice cream.
Okay, so you're making out with your girl, but that's what you want.
You know, one thing leads to another, but you should be able to know your partner well enough that you can read each other's body language.
You can navigate things
like
together.
You lay on your back and you start unbuckling your pants. Yeah, I got the signal. I got it. I know what you mean, Daddy. I got it.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.